So a parliamentary inquiry into the New South Wales government's council grant scandal will be expanded to look at allegations of pork barrelling over $177 million worth of federal bushfire relief fund. Joining us to have a chat about this is Trish Doyle, the New South Wales Shadow Minister for Emergency Services. Trish, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. It's one thing that we understand that governments pork barrel from time to time, but to do it with something as important as, you know, bushfire relief funding, what are your thoughts on that?
So public money should not be politicised as far as recovery for communities goes. It's actually outrageous and unforgivable. And I'm from a community, Andrew, in the Blue Mountains, which missed out. One of the most fire-prone areas in the world. And I'm hoping that this inquiry will be able to point to a pattern of behaviour by this government and hold them to account.
How would you like to hold them to account, Trish?
Well, we know with that $177 million that it was a secret process. There were no checks and balances. There were no state members of parliament, members outside of the government, so Labor, Greens and Shooters party members who were consulted. So our communities who have been hurting deserve to have support of public money, taxpayers' money, as part of the recovery process. So this government have actually got away with pork barrelling exercises for too long, and with some recommendations out of this inquiry, I'm hoping that they will finally be held to account.
Trish, do you think it's fair that perhaps there needs to be, I don't know, rules or legislation put in place that when it comes to all kinds of grants, but specifically in this case, that it's a parliamentary committee made up of three from one side, three from the other side, so that nobody can actually be pork barrelling?
Exactly. You should sit on that committee, Andrew. It's a great idea.
Happy to.
And what we would find with such a committee is that there would need to be transparency. It wouldn't be a secret process where money goes to, you know, probably worthy projects, but there is a whole series of people and communities that miss out.
Trish, in your time in Parliament, is there any level of bipartisanship? Does it actually exist anymore?
Look, I think it does, but it happens behind closed up doors. There are good people who do good work for communities, regardless of where they sit on the political spectrum. But in this instance, and with the sports rules, but particularly for bushfire recovery, where communities are hurting, John Barilaro and Gladys Berejiklian at the top of the government have some questions to answer seriously. And I think they've overstepped the mark here.
Well, you mentioned the sports rights. I mean, it's one thing for an area to miss out on some netball courts or some football courts or something like that. But in this case, we're talking about people's lives. That's more important than anything else. Surely that should be put above politics.
Well, when we have communities who are still suffering, we have families that are living in tents and caravans, and they aren't receiving the support that they deserve with public money. And we have a number of communities who have shovel-ready projects, so to speak, to support people like that.
Yeah.
And you have people politicising this money, then yes, something is very wrong with the system. And in this instance, it's actually unforgivable.
Well, Trish, when you get that parliamentary committee up and running, you let me know and I'm more than happy to come down and help you out with it.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
I'd love to see you around the table. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you very much for your time, and thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Not a problem. Take care.